What do speed cameras and special needs parking have in common? Both topics offered opponents of the Sixers Center City Arena plans a chance to speak out before City Council. Once again, Philadelphia City Council pushed back critical votes on the Center City Sixers Arena for a week, giving developers a chance to sweeten a community benefits agreement that residents feel is now unacceptable. Even though public comment sessions on the arena have passed, Lisa Lee was among those who used council's discussion about disability parking to make her point against the arena.
$300 million over 30 years is just $10 million a year, and it's the barest minimum to offset some of the burdens communities will bear across the whole city.
Council has until next week to move the bills forward for them to be approved this year as requested by the developers. A commission in Delaware is expected to recommend changes to lawmaker pensions. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Sarah Mueller has more.
In the past, when a highly paid lawmaker retired, every other retiree got an increase. That was eliminated in 1997, but the change didn't get written into state code. Now a commission is recommending the change finally go into effect. Human Resources Secretary Claire DeMatteis says the current system is unfair.
What's happening now is people who are retiring were never in leadership. Their pension is the same as somebody who served 30 years, including years as Speaker of the House or President Pro Tem.
The group is recommending to grandfather in current lawmakers. It would make the change effective for officials elected after January 1 of next year. From the Delaware desk, I'm Sarah Mueller, WHYY News.
In sports, the Sixers fell to Orlando Magic Wednesday, 106-102. They'll take on the Magic again tomorrow night.